This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
It is indeed, and welcome, everybody. It is just after 12:10, our starting time on another busy show. Carol Lawrence all strapped in, got her seatbelt on, and you're ready to go, girl.
What the heck? Welcome to Food for Thought. I didn't think it was this late.
Oh, yeah?
I've never done that before. Oh, dear. All right, you are listening to Food for Thought, 107.7, WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And let me tell you, we have a nice, packed show today. We're going to be tuning in shortly with Julie Barron, the president and CEO of Make-A-Wish New Hampshire, who is up in Meredith at Heskey Park, and they're getting ready to start the Rafting for Wishes. So we're going to talk to somebody over there, and who I think is going to be like on one of the rafts or something. But we'll get a feel for what they're doing up there. And then of course Donna's Delights down in Delaware. And
you need a seatbelt for her when she's
You do need a seatbelt for her. You definitely do. And Donna has an official website now. Facebook page. Donna's Delights, and it's DEELITES. Check her out there. And then we have a special treat later in the show. We're going to be joined with the brand new executive chef over at the brand new I shouldn't say he's a brand new executive chef, but the executive chef of the brand new Foundry restaurant over on Commercial Street, 50 Commercial Street, the old Jillian's, the old World Sports Bar, Matt Preventure. We're going to be talking with him. And I did get a tour of that yesterday. So
is it ready to open?
It is very close to opening. Like, it should have been this weekend.
Yes.
But something with the liquor license, and not because of them with the liquor license at all.
Right.
Something with filing it a little. It was something. But, something but you, on the liquor license.
You know how those things go, because you just
totally
open your third red arrow.
How it goes.
And it's just always something that just holds it up, right?
So they're pretty sure the very beginning of next week, if not sometime this weekend, possibly. So, and of course, Dad will be joining us
the
second hour as well. He's going to sit in with Matt.
So what are the chances we see Dean Kamen flipping burgers or tossing salad or making guacamole tableside?
Because
it's his restaurant.
It is, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Don't think so?
No, not at all.
Well, but see, the premise, as I understood it, was Dean just wanted to have a place to eat downtown that he liked, so he opened a restaurant.
That's the word going around.
So how often do you think you're going to walk in there?
And see him?
And see him.
I think very often.
Do you?
Yep. I used to see him. I used to hang out at Unwind. I saw him there quite a bit. Ignite quite a bit. Dean gets out. He does.
Cool.
So, yeah. So, and I have a very special treat.
Oh, well, you brought me another half a sandwich, another panini.
I
see bacon sticking out of it, and I am so excited.
You know, I haven't been in the mode of taking my lunch. And Daryl and I, you know, we had Steve Freeman on the other day and Joan O'Connor.
Yep.
So we went to the Bedford Farmers Market yesterday.
Did you?
We did. And we bought some nice, we walked in and we went to the first farm stand that had nice tomatoes. And I'm like, no. I go, I want to see all the tomatoes before I buy these tomatoes.
Okay.
You know, let's take a little peruse around. And, you know, and I ended up buying them from, she was actually the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they were gorgeous tomatoes. And I got some, I like the cherry tomatoes too.
Me too. I love to snack on them around the house.
That's what I do here. That's usually what I pack with my hummus.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a nice fresh cucumber and I chopped it all up this morning. And then we went to a granola. You know her. Oh my gosh. I can't even believe it.
Was she on the show?
You know her. She has a granola company and you used to do all kinds of stuff with her. Not the one that was on here.
Oh, okay.
Another lady that you know. You know what? At a break, I'm going to have to run up and go get her card.
Okay.
I mentioned you. I gave her the radio show thing, and she went, Mike Morin? And I said, yeah. She goes, I know Mike. No, I gave her my card.
Okay.
I said radio show. And she goes, oh, I know. Do you know Mike Morin? I know him. And I'm like, I go, he's my co-host.
Whoa.
It was so funny. You should have seen her. She almost fell on the floor. You don't know a woman that has a granola company?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You
out
did?
Out of Nashua.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the one.
Yeah,
that's
Karen
the
Bill.
One. That is her.
Karen
that
Bill.
That is her.
Yep.
So we bought some of her granola. We tasted it, bought some of her granola. And you know what she does in the morning? Because I always struggle with breakfast.
Okay.
I'll do my shake, my protein shake. But, you know, sometimes
do your shake
you like
for
to
me right now.
Eat Stop it.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You know, sometimes you like to eat something, and then mm-hmm. I get sick of eggs because I'm not a great egg person. You know what she does? She takes her granola, of course,
yes.
with some fresh blueberries or mm-hmm. strawberries, mixed with ricotta cheese.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
Good. Or even cottage cheese or some, you know.
I would have never thought. I said ricotta cheese?
Sure.
I'm like, really? I mm-hmm. thought that was kind of strange.
Or as they say on The Sopranos, ricotta.
Ricotta.
There you go. Yeah, so that's her breakfast, huh?
So my breakfast is sitting up in my office right now that I was supposed to be eating instead of that half of a bacon avocado
there's
cheddar.
Avocado in there too?
Bacon avocado cheddar, and I had her add that Chipotle stuff.
Oh.
You will die.
That I dipped it in the other
yes,
day. Yeah.
It's in there too. So it gives it a nice little bite with the avocado and ooh, it's really good.
Wow, that's very cool. So but I kind of sidetracked you back to the other special surprise that you said beyond Matt Preventure.
Yes. So we'll probably do it like after we talk to Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
I have right here the four flavors.
Oh!
That's why you don't have chips on your plate.
Okay.
I'm not giving you chips so that you don't fill up on chips.
Fair
free.
Enough.
So I have all the flavors right here.
Oh, very good.
Isn't that cool?
Well, should we, do you want to say that and let your dad and Matt kind of be a part of it too?
Maybe do that.
Get a few more opinions on it.
That'll be fun.
I love that.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. Yeah. Where did you end up going to get them?
Well, I was at Market Basket this morning in Bedford, my Market Basket.
Yes.
It's right near my house, like a quarter of a mile from my house.
Yep.
And I went there and they didn't have any, not one. They did have last year's. The bacon, was bacon, cheddar, mac and cheese.
Okay. That was the winning flavor last year.
Was it the winning flavor?
Oh, probably. I can't imagine they keep making the other ones.
It said on the back, it said finals 2014 is what it says on the back.
Hope the chips weren't a year old.
You know what? I did check the date and they were fine.
Okay.
So I kind of thought that was strange. But anyway, so I just bought them thinking, well, we'll try this on the air if, you know. But anyway, then I had one of my friends was here for a meeting and he's a delivery driver for not chips but something else. So I said, I go, where do you know where I can get all four flavors of the Lay's? And he says, well, in any store has them. I said, well, I was in Bedford, and he says, no. He goes, it's not on the shelves. It's on a separate end unit. They have them all, and then there. I go, So I left just a little bit ago, and I went to Market Basket over here on Elm Street, and sure enough, they were all right there on an end unit.
Yeah, fun.
So.
What are the flavors? Read them off if you.
Oh my gosh, gyro.
Right.
Truffle.
Truffle and parmesan. Right.
Okay. First, southern biscuits and gravy.
Okay.
Look at that. Does that look crazy? It's like literally.
You got a picture of biscuits and gravy instead of potato chips
on
there.
It's crazy. And then Greektown gyro.
Okay.
And you can hear all this rattling. West Coast. Truffle fries.
Yes.
Michelle tried this one. She said they're ridiculously good.
Yeah. Okay.
And what is this? I don't even remember.
Oh,
Reuben.
Reuben.
People I've been hearing, this has been their favorite, the Reuben.
Is that right?
That's what I've been hearing.
So there's a place you can go online once you've sampled them and cast your vote. And I think the winner, because these were all people that came up with these ideas, the winner gets, I want to say $1 million. I don't know if that's what it is.
It is a million. Yeah.
Is it a million?
Man, that's crazy.
We got to do that next year.
No kidding.
I'm not sure when they open up the suggestion box, but it gets a lot of publicity.
I went out and bought four bags.
You did?
I would never buy four bags of chips like that.
Will you be sending a bag home with me when we're all done with this?
They're not coming home with me. They are not.
So you're going to let me get fat?
So you're going to take them.
Okay. Well, not all of them, but.
Well, I'm not taking any, so between you, Dad, and Matt.
Okay. I'll have them done by the time I get home.
Yeah, you probably will. That's
distracted
why.
Driving.
Weren't you wondering why I didn't put chips on your plate right there?
I didn't think about that.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm like, he's probably going to wonder why I didn't give him chips today.
No, I did not. So that's cool. What do we got for a food holiday
today? Yes, food holiday today. Oh, this is a good one. I love these. I don't know if you like these. Do you like oysters?
Nah, not really. But I haven't had them that often, so I would definitely sit down. I mean, I've had them, and actually they were better than I thought they would be. I don't go out of my way to order them, though.
You get your oysters on the half shell.
Right.
Squeeze a little bit of lemon juice
and
sriracha.
Yes.
So
now we're talking.
Good.
Now we're talking.
Much better than the cocktail sauce or Tabasco. I don't like Tabasco. Daryl likes Tabasco. I don't like Tabasco. But it's a National Oyster Day.
Okay.
And then I had a couple of, I just thought they were kind of interesting.
You ever eat at the Union Oyster House in downtown Boston?
I have.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very old school, classic,
yep.
Good clam chowder.
I've had oysters there, as a matter of fact, yep. But I thought this was kind of interesting because, you know, it is kind of a healthy food. Six oysters on the half shell, which for me, that's a bit. I usually don't even eat six of them, but they're only 80 calories.
For the six?
For six.
That's like 15 each.
Right. Isn't that awesome? And,
yeah.
You know, sriracha can't be hardly anything, and lemon juice is hardly anything.
It's almost negative calories.
Yeah, and it's 9 grams of protein, 2 grams of fat. Calories from fat is only 20.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was it's
healthy.
A healthy food.
It
you
is.
Know, kind of cool.
Right, and it's lactose-free and, you know,
yeah,
all that other stuff. All right, so here's, since we have a couple minutes, I think, till we call Julie.
We do.
This is a heartwarming story about a wedding in Turkey. I don't know if you heard about this.
No, I didn't.
One Turkish Muslim couple decided to celebrate their nuptials by giving back instead of holding a traditional wedding feast for themselves. According to An Islam, a local news source, this particular man, Ali, and his bride chose to distribute food to thousands of Syrian refugees in place of a typical wedding reception. The couple invited 4,000 refugees to the celebration, most of whom had fled the bloody conflict between extremist religion forces in Syria. And they distributed the food to their needy guests, according to the Daily Pakistan.
Wow.
So can you imagine telling your parents, you know what, all that money you're spending on food, we're going to give it to, you know, New Horizons or...
That's amazing.
You know, pick one.
That's wonderful.
That's really a great story.
It is.
When there is so little good news coming out of that part of the world.
True.
You heard about the cheese recall.
No.
I would guess.
I did not.
And I mention this because the Kraft Singles are such a popular brand with people in this country. Kraft is voluntarily, and this was a couple days ago, so it's not brand new, but if you hadn't heard it, pay attention. Kraft is voluntarily recalling 36,000 cases of individually wrapped cheese singles due to a potential choking hazard.
Choking?
Which seems like, how could that be?
On cheese?
Well, the recall covers 3 and 4 pound sizes of Kraft Singles, American and white American products, with a best when used by date between December 9th and January 4th, followed by a manufacturing code. The reason is apparently that the plastic is not peeling off, and a lot of people don't notice that because typically it comes off real easily.
Oh,
but if you think you took it off,
on.
It stays on, and then you start to eat it, and you could choke. I mean, to me, that seems like a stretch, but you know how these things go. The lawyers have to cover their, you know what.
You know, what has the world come to?
Well, there's some stuff that this one seems a little unnecessary to me. But if you are concerned, because a lot of people do give their kids, you know, Kraft cheese singles.
Yeah.
That would be especially harmful for a toddler, small child. So the manufacturing code, real easy to remember, S54 or S55. And again, their pull-by dates are December 29th through January 4th, S54 or S55 for the cheese singles from Kraft. I mean, I never buy those because I really like buying the blocks and cutting it as I need.
The real cheese.
Yeah.
That's not even cheese.
The real cheese. I know. No, I don't disagree with that.
Ooh.
And finally, just this isn't my rant of the day, but this is my thinking out loud moment of the day. Why can't McDonald's go back to making their apple pies in the fry later? Why do they bake them now? I mean, the McDonald's apple pies were really good.
They were.
Back in the day.
Really good.
When I worked there, and they were only 20 cents. Granted, it was 1970. But I'll tell you what, now they bake them, and they're fine. But they don't have that crunch. They don't have that little bubbly crust.
That crunch was so good. And then you bite in it, and it was hot.
Exactly.
And oozing.
And you'd lose feeling in your tongue for 2 weeks, but it was still worth it. It's like, you know, that first bite of hot pizza. You can't wait and let it cool off, so the roof of your mouth is disabled for 2 weeks. So who will be the first McDonald's franchisee out there who will stand up against the corporate office and start making apple pies the old-fashioned way, the better way, the deep-fried way?
Yeah, it's got to go through corporate. That's
of course, of course it does. But look at all the stuff we're doing at all these fairs. Deep-fried everything.
Yeah.
You know, what's going to be next? Deep-fried tofu? Deep-fried, you know, all the stuff that's good for you.
I bet someone is doing deep-fried.
Oh, probably. But come on, McDonald's. That was like the one really good thing that I appreciated.
Oh,
all right. I feel better now.
Do you feel better now? Good. I'm glad. Whew, breathe in. Breathe out. There you go.
Namaste.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I'm going to do the downward dog position here in just a minute.
Oh dear. I just want to do a little shout out. I know someone's listening, Sean and probably Heather. So hello. They listen every day. He's a bartender, famous bartender, Sean McGarvey. Awesome.
I've heard the name.
We've had him on. He's been on the show.
I don't think I was here. I've never been here with a bartender on the air.
Oh.
You keep those people away from me, which is probably
smart. Have to have Sean on and bring his best recipe for margaritas.
Oh, you got my attention now.
He's a master bartender. He does all kinds of concoctions and smoke and
Where does he bartend?
He bartends at the moment at BVI.
Okay.
And he was at Blue Aqua.
Okay.
In Amherst. Yes.
So I wonder if he's you might not know this, if he's in Corks or if he's downstairs or if he's in the
I believe he does functions.
Hall. Functions, okay.
I believe he does functions.
Because I did about 100 weddings there over the years.
Okay. Oh,
And they were all really terrific bartenders. And most of them stayed there for a long, long time.
You probably
he
know
wasn't
him.
There at the, no.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done a wedding at BBI for probably 12 years.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so. He's younger than us. So.
No. Well, everybody is. Isn't that depressing? Everybody you meet now pretty much is younger than us.
I know.
That's why I like to hang out with 80-year-old people. I'm the kid.
And you're the younger one.
That's right. Wipe my nose. Okay.
Oh, geez. All right.
I'm going to eat this now.
Okay, you eat that.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring us to a break, and we're going to touch base with Julie Barron, with someone from Rafting for Wishes in Heskey Park in Meredith, New Hampshire. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester. I highly recommend you coming down and having some lunch right over here at Midtown Cafe.
I'll give you an amen on that, sister. Wow.
Brittany up there, the manager, she just does a really great job. They all do. Julian, Brittany, Lindsay, they all work really well together. And they have great breakfasts and great lunches. And
the panini today was off the charts.
It's every day.
It's three days in a row.
3 days in a row.
And they each get better.
They do. I mean, today when I saw that, I'm like, I have to have that. And then I forgot I brought my lunch. But
so
anyway.
You gave me half.
I did.
Which was fine because I had a little snack before I got in here today. I was on the road. But it was a panini. And inside was some bacon and some cheddar. And some guacamole and a real nice sriracha spread to give it a little heat.
Good.
Not overpowering, but it made my mouth happy.
Yeah, it was just the right combination. Really, really good.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah, so come on down. Lunch at Midtown Cafe. And actually, I believe that Julie is ready for us. So let's welcome on Julie Barron. She's the president and CEO of Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. And they are at a big, big fundraiser for Make-A-Wish. They're over at Heskey Park over in Meredith, and it is Rafting for Wishes. So welcome, Julie, to Food for Thought.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
It's a beautiful day out here.
It must be perfect over there.
And I have with me today Amanda and Emily. Amanda's one of our Wish children, and Emily is her sister.
So
I thought they might join us on air as well. But we're right in the middle of blowing up all the wraps and getting everything set up for the big opening ceremonies right after 3.
Very nice. Okay.
Well, I hope you have pumps to blow them up. You're not personally down on your knees blowing up by mouth, are you?
Well, that's why I'm a little winded, you know. We have compressors out, and actually the three of us just walked to a picnic table away a little bit just because the compressors were so loud. And if anyone wants to see it happening live, I was just about ready to post on our Facebook page at Make-A-Wish the time lapse of the big raft going up that actually fits 44 people.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool. So listeners out there, get on over to the Make-A-Wish New Hampshire Facebook page, and you can see it. You can actually see it blowing up. That's cool.
I love those time-lapse things they do when they put up a building or a stadium or something. And it's like it's 2 minutes long, but it's like 2 years worth of a production.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Who did you hook up with to do that, Julie?
Well, Emily, who is right here, is my my tech-savvy person. So she set it all up for us to be able to do that and to take a picture every, 30 seconds to a minute. And then you put the whole thing together in a big kind of time-lapse video. So, you see everybody kind of running around and doing it in one of those cool. I'm feeling so, IT savvy all of a sudden.
So you've got to have these ready to go by at least 3 o'clock, if not sooner.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we're the big one's all done, and we're about two or three in on the small ones. I only take, you know, with the big compressor, it doesn't take very long. So
good.
Yeah, but Amanda and Emily have been helping out the last couple of years at the rafting, so they're veterans. So they can say a little bit about that. And Amanda being one of our wish children, you know, this, you know, she really kind of understands the background and the real meaning behind why we're doing this. So
she sure does. So can we chat with Amanda first?
Hello, it's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. So are you, excuse me, do you actually go on the raft, Amanda, or do you stay on land?
Visit a little bit, but I'm not out there the whole time.
Okay. And so for listeners out there that are possibly just tuning in and don't know a whole lot about what's going on this week over there, can you give us a little rundown of what's happening over there?
Okay, so Make-A-Wish grants wishes for children with life-threatening diseases, and right now we have a bunch of different teams that are sending out members, and it's kind of, they have to have a member out on the raft for all 44 hours. There has to be at least one person from a team, and there are a bunch of different games going on, a bunch of fundraising, a bunch of different activities. There's a ton of other Wish kids out here, too, that'll be around to talk about their wishes and what Make-A-Wish has done for them.
Very good. So, Amanda, when did you receive your wish with Make-A-Wish?
My wish was September 2006.
2006. Okay. And what was, how old were you in 2006?
2006, I was 10. And my wish was to meet Toby Keith. I'm a huge country music fan.
Nice.
All of my doctor's appointments, I had to take MRIs. And to get through those, I would listen to music, and I always listened to Toby Keith. So that was like, I knew I wanted to meet him when it came to decide what my wish was going to be.
Very nice. So where did you go to meet him? I'm assuming.
Went out to San Diego, California.
Very nice.
It's awesome.
Did you get the royal treatment? Did you get to hang out in his dressing room or get front row seats? How was the experience?
We did have front row seats, and I met him. Joe Nichols was the opening act, so I met him during that. Went backstage, hung out with him for a little bit. Got a shirt, got all the pictures, all that kind of fun stuff.
Was he like a real down-to-earth nice guy?
Oh, yeah. He was super nice. He was so friendly, and he was just like really open and willing to talk, and we just hung out for a bit, and he was huge, too. He was a big man.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's a big guy. In fact, he had his own little lounge at one of the Las Vegas casinos when I was out there a couple of years ago, the Toby Keith Lounge.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
So this was 9 years ago, and tell us, you know, how, I mean, you sound like you're doing good. Your health is good. Everything is happy in your world?
Yeah, everything's great. I still have to go for appointments about every year, but still good.
Well, good for you.
Are you in college now?
I am. I will be going in my sophomore year of college.
And where do you go, Amanda?
I go to the University of New Haven in Connecticut, and I'm a forensic science and criminal justice major.
You're not a forensic.
I'm not forensic. I'm national security. Emily is a forensic science. You guys are thank you. Sorry about that.
Oh, my.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Amanda, thank you for chatting, and let's put Emily on and talk to her for just a moment or two.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Emily. So, are you the older sister or younger sister?
I am the older sister by 2 years.
Okay. So, were you able to share the wish with your sister?
Yeah, we went to, my mom and I sat like a section up, so we were more level with the stage.
Okay, okay. And what is that like for you to, going through that experience, you know, with your sister and your family?
It was interesting. It definitely made life interesting, but a lot of positive has come out of it, and we get to do a lot of cool things like help out events with Make-A-Wish and work with the other kids. And as a sibling, it's kind of nice to be there for the siblings to make sure they're remembered.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So, Emily, for all the people that are hearing you and us for the first time talking about Rafting for Wishes, what would you say to them to either come down and watch or at least make a supporting donation? What should they do? Why should they contribute?
They should contribute because there are a bunch of different teams that we have who are all kind of competing with each other, and it's kind of fun. You can pick one based on their name. There's a team called Team Minions, and then different organizations. So, like, the Common Man, Fitness Edge, New Hampshire State Troopers, Target, T-Bones, Auto Serve Dealership, Mills Falls at the Lake are all kind of competing against each other so you can raise the most. So helping one of those organizations, if they're important to you, kind of makes it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see who wins in the end and who can raise the most money and who can grant the most wishes. So our goal this year is 100,000.
Oh, wow.
And last year we raised about $80,000. So, you know, we're hopeful we're going to be able to grant a lot of wishes this year because it's amazing.
Okay, and when does this all end, Julie?
It ends Friday at noon. And that's when we'll be, you know, announcing which team wins, you know. But, of course, if you miss that deadline, you know, help grant wishes is still amazing.
Exactly, exactly.
And of course, it opens at 3, as you mentioned. And today you have a movie in the park at 8:15. Can you tell us what that movie is?
I think it is The Minions.
Oh, really?
All right.
Wow. It's pretty cool they get access to a first-run movie.
Or Despicable Me, or Fun It. Yeah,
probably that one.
That's a good question. I guess you have to come down and find out.
There
I wasn't part of the movie selection piece.
That's funny.
Good answer, Julie.
Yeah. Tomorrow night's the fireworks, and there'll be stuff going on the entire 3 days. So.
Hey, Julie, Carol is going to be away tomorrow, but I'll still be here. Maybe if I have a few moments in the program, if I could. Are you going to be down there tomorrow?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Maybe we can.
We can have a camp. So
maybe
we'll be here all 3 days.
If you have a chance to get me the number for Jason Perry, I'd like to perhaps chat with him because I know he's going to be out on his raft for all 44 hours because he is the original guy.
He is, and that would be great. He's actually not too far from us now. He's helping to blow up all the rafts.
All right,
there'll be three people on for the whole 44 hours.
If you have a chance, send Jason's number to Carol, because I don't think you've got my cell phone number, or text it, and then I'll connect with him at some time tomorrow, or I'll text him to let him know when to expect my call.
Okay, that's perfect.
Awesome. All right, Julie, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great few days.
Thanks.
All right, and thank you, Amanda and Emily. All right.
Bye-bye. Such well-spoken young family members of the Make-A-Wish family. And it's funny how the two sisters got into each other's stuff when Amanda gave her the wrong the college major thing. No, that's me. I'm the forensics one. You're national security. Get it right.
That's funny. All right. I think we need to take a break.
I would go along with that.
I think so. We need to take a break. You're listening to Food for Thought, and we'll be right back.
For Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Carol Lawrence and me, Mike Morin. It's Food for Thought on The Pulse, 107.7 WTPL, brought to you by Casey's Rib Shack, famous Hickory Smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue. Drove by there today. I love it up. It's just since 1997. So Kevin Cornish has been at it for a while. In fact, Kevin Cornish, Carol, we'll be here on Friday as part of our outdoor summer series on Elm Street in front of the Beacon Building.
I'm not here.
I'm getting all the good guests.
No kidding.
I'm sorry about that.
And Larry.
Larry Caltrera, yeah. He's
maybe I'll come by.
Diner expert.
You're maybe both. I'll come by and eat.
Oh.
eat
no, it's your
sidewalk.
Day. Not that we wouldn't love to have you, but you got to stay away when you're not working.
I know.
You got to stay away.
I know.
Also, we're brought to you by Grasshoppers Garden Center. Say hello to Keith Savage when you're there. 728 North River Road in New Boston, online at grasshoppersgardencenter.com. Thankful for all their support for Food for Thought.
There you go. Well, I Do you have anything over there?
Yeah, a couple things, but, you know, go for it.
Well, you know, I was just, you know, I love, you know, when you go to the grocery store and, you know, at the checkout, these kind of
the little ones. Pocket-size magazines.
Right. Pocket-size are like, you know, $3.99 or $4.99 or something.
Right.
I love these because I just find, you know, different easy recipes in them. And this one was on grilling, so I thought it was pretty appropriate. Mm-hmm. So I can finally use my new ThermoPen.
Oh, yes.
I need to use my new ThermoPen.
Which is good for in the house, too. But, I mean, it's best for grilling.
But, you know, for grilling, you think of it, you know, kind of. Mm-hmm. So we are staying home this weekend, and we said we were going to, like, do some grilling. And but I think that these have just, like, the coolest. This one, jalapeno. I was looking at this before. Jalapeno and cornbread.
Oh, that looks wonderful.
Doesn't that
I
look
can
good?
See the little flecks of green
in
there.
I know, little things of
for
green.
For the peppers. Yeah. Oh, that would. Yeah, you see those books, and, you know, you're standing there, and you got nothing better to do but to pick them up, and you say, oh, $4. Like, you know. It's like Barbara is totally an impulse shopper.
Yeah, I know, me too.
And which was fine when I was, you know, like making a lot more money. But now it's like, well, do we really need to buy this thing of, you know, product X? Probably not. Or am I going to go through the fridge in 2 weeks and find out that we never touched it?
Right.
And she gets all upset when I say that. And I get that because I'm sure I buy stuff that doesn't get used. But I'm almost every day or every other day shopper as we need stuff. I don't like to stockpile a lot of stuff.
I'm the same way.
And she's totally the opposite. She wants to do it all at one time, and then you forget what you bought, and you don't need it.
Yeah.
So, see,
well,
I can say that because she's not here to defend herself.
Well, you better hope she's not listening.
Nah, she's working at St. A's and some conference meeting going on, so I'm pretty sure she's not. But she's a good gal. But we do have our differences,
well,
as all relationships
does.
Do. And the longer you're with somebody, you know, the more you either accept or reject those differences.
That's
you celebrate
exactly
them
right.
Or you avoid them.
That's exactly
one way or the
right.
other. You're not there yet, but, you know, we all get there.
Yep.
You've been in long-term relationships, so
yep.
you know. But so impulse buyer. So you picked up a little $4 book, but the question is, will you cook something out of that?
I probably will.
Mm-hmm.
I probably will because, you know, I like simple recipes. You know, I don't like recipes that have lots and lots
of
ingredients.
Oh, I know. Pages.
And
yeah.
Just too much. But this I like, too. I love doing pineapple on the grill.
Oh, you know, I'm not a pineapple guy.
No?
Although when
pineapple
I have it, I enjoy it. Yeah, I know.
Pineapple on the grill with caramel sauce.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound
adding
delicious?
A little sweet to it, huh?
Yum.
It does.
Yum. So.
I was thinking of doing
that's about it.
Doing grill demos next spring at various places like libraries. Libraries do a lot of on-hands demo types of things, and food is very popular. People will come out to watch different food demonstrations, and I'm thinking, I don't know if any of the libraries near me have ever done a how-to on grilling and then actually cook for the people and give them, let them eat and sample, kind of pick. What do
you think?
That's
a great idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a really neat idea. I mean, lots of people go to the library.
Oh, they do. And I didn't realize that till I started promoting my book a year ago, and I spoke at all different libraries. And
yeah.
Wow, they got so much cool stuff. Look at their program. There's something every day, sometimes four or five things every day. And all different, you know, people that will teach you how to do origami and people that teach you to do genealogy. And I was just there to tell stories, but more useful things like food preparation. I'm thinking, I think I might be able to do that. After talking to the Weber Grill King, he said, oh, you could be doing this interview. Well, I don't know about that. You've got 48 grills. I have two.
That was so funny when we asked him that question. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some fun people on the show.
Well, I think you should go and visit a couple of libraries
well,
and see what might happen.
I need to partner with somebody that sells grills because then you make them a part of it.
Exactly.
And then with a butcher shop that will provide the meat for you know, exposure and stuff like that. I know enough library people. They saw me the first time. They know I can talk.
There you go. So well, you're Mike Morin. I mean, really?
After all, I am Mike Morin.
You are. So, hey, you know.
So what's that magazine you're looking at now?
This magazine it's a make and take. And what caught my eye, of course, was the jar, salad jar on the front cover.
Is that a chef salad or what kind of salad is
you
that?
You know, it has all kinds of stuff in there. There's corn in there. There's broccoli. There's carrots, tomatoes, chicken, walnuts, spinach. And some noodles, peppers. There's all kinds of stuff in there. It's like the mason jar. But what caught my eye, too, as I was looking through here, like, see, all these recipes are made with diced tomatoes.
Oh, which is the vegetable of the day right
yes,
now.
Yes, it definitely is. This is all different kinds of hummus to make.
Okay.
And, you know, I bought some hummus, too, this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the craziest flavors
don't
of hummus.
Don't they, though? That's a whole second. It's a whole wall now, isn't it?
It's a huge thing of, I can't even believe, the beet scallion. There was a beet scallion hummus.
At some point, that craziness has to stop. That's just too much.
Well, it is kind of a lot.
It's overwhelming.
It's a little
confusing. It's like picking wallpaper. Come on. Give me six choices and I'll move on. But I'm a guy.
No, I'm like that with certain things. I remember a while ago I needed, I don't know if I've told you this before, because this is what I usually always say. I needed some Band-Aids. And, you know, you just go to the store to get some Band-Aids.
Yeah.
You know, like the regular can of regular Band-Aids.
Yes.
It took me, I swear to God, at least 15 minutes to find Band-Aids.
That's wrong.
So many
That's
of them.
That's just wrong.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, a Band-Aid is a stinking Band-Aid.
I know. Now, I mean, I like having two or three different sizes within the box.
And that's okay.
A little round one and a little skinny one.
And skinny one and then the regular
one. You just need three. But you don't need 55 different brands either.
It is crazy.
And this is a free-range Band-Aid, and this is a lactose intolerant
this
Band-Aid.
This one's green.
This one's green, yeah.
This one's purple. There's like so many different kinds.
I know, but you're right.
I got too confused.
Too many choices.
Yeah.
For everything. Well, example, you've got four bags of Lay's potato chips in front of you right now, because they're the four, you know, it's the big promotional pick, your favorite new, you know, varietal flavor. So it's crazy.
It is.
But we're going to dig into those next hour, right?
When, we are digging into
Chef Preventure and your dad, George Lawrence, is here.
That's right.
And just do a little survey. I can't wait.
I can't either. I'm going to set them up on the plates right now.
Cool.
We're at the top of the hour. You're listening to Food for Thought, or you're listening to The Pulse 107.7. And we'll be back with Donna Delights from Delaware.
Keen.